time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman. She is with Sally Morrow Elementary today with the PTA. We're going to talk about some exciting things that are going on up at Sally Morrow because there's always exciting stuff that goes on up there. Kobe, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
So lots of great things that always go on, it seems like, up at Sally Morrow.
Yeah, we have a great student body up there and great faculty and teachers, and we love being at Sally Morrow. And you know, we have a new principal this year, and he's working hard to help move us forward and help our students improve, and I think it's been a good year so far.
Okay, a few things that we wanted to hit on. First, and if you look on the Sally Morrow Facebook page, it's always on there, Ninja Math. Explain what Ninja Math is.
So Ninja Math is just really focusing on those math facts, the addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, that kind of stuff that's basic that they just need to have moving forward. And so there's really been a push on that to continue to work on that and get kids where they need to be to have those passed off. So there's been a lot of effort to move them along, keep them practicing, keep them going, and they're doing really well at that. So we're trying to keep that posted on the Facebook pages and stuff, give them some recognition and just reward. They get candy and things like that when they pass stuff off. So,
and I think that that's important for the kids too, to get that little bit of recognition and even to have somebody say, hey, you know what, I saw you on Facebook, good job for your math skills.
Right, yeah. And my kids come home excited, oh, I passed this level off, or I passed this, you know, particular quiz off today, and bring me their papers and stuff like that. So it's fun for them, and it's good for them to know that they're progressing and be rewarded for that progress.
Definitely. Okay, the other thing was attendance goals. It seems like everybody, and you always hear the teacher say, you know, it's hard to teach a child if they're not at school. So attendance is one of the main things, the main focus is always, it seems like every year, is making sure your kids are in school. So they've set some attendance goals, and they've actually increased and beaten some of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's really been a push for attendance, and every single month they get a little paper, a slip saying I had perfect attendance this month, and they get their name put in for a drawing and get a come pick a prize. And I think they're even doing drawings for parents. When the kids get good attendance, then they're putting parents in a drawing and doing that, because we all know in elementary school, kids just can't, it's not just the kids, you know, once they get older, then they have more decision making power. But when they're little, a lot of it is their parents. And so we want to encourage them to be there and to be able to learn. And so, yeah, we've exceeded the attendance goals that we've had for the year already. So they're doing really well with attendance.
You know, even when I've got one in college that I just sent a text message to like 10 minutes ago to make sure she was up and ready. So it never
Sometimes
ends.
Sometimes when they get older, they still need that help,
right? It never ends. And that's a great thing to get the kids in school. Plus, once again, you can't learn when you're not in school. Attendance is very important, especially at the elementary level. Being in the PTA, what are some of the exciting things that you've got going on with the PTA this year?
So we've had a busy time lately. February and March are usually pretty busy for us. In February, we always do a family week, which is where we provide free dinner and activities. We usually do bingo for the families while they come to their parent-teacher conferences. And so the feedback we got from teachers is that we had more parents participate in the conferences because of that. And so we've kept doing that. And so families really enjoy that. They get to come play bingo for free, and they get to have a free dinner. And it's all provided for by the PTA. So
plus, you know, that gives the place, gives the kiddos a place to go so the parents can go and do those parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, too. The kids hang out. The other siblings will hang out and play bingo while the parents are in conference with another one. They get to hang out with their friends and their parents, and you know, families kind of sit together and that kind of thing. So it's a good thing.
Very good. And then you also had the science fair not too long ago.
Yeah, so when I got to Sally Morrow, there wasn't a science fair there, and PTA decided that we wanted to change that. So we now have a science fair, and I think this was year four, probably. And so PTA puts on the science fair, organizes it, and all that kind of stuff. And it's completely voluntary for our students. No one is required to participate. And we had over 50 kids participate. And I know some schools are probably thinking, well, that's not very many. But we only have 300 kids to start with, and we only let the second through the fifth graders participate. So when you think about that, that's pretty good for being a voluntary thing.
Just three grades, yeah.
And, yeah.
And the thing about the science fair when you're at the elementary level is this is really it. It doesn't go to district or anything like that. And it's just really practice for them to maybe spark their imagination and maybe make them want to do it when they're in junior high and high school.
Right. And kind of be familiar with the process and what a project really should be. It's not a research project. It's an experiment project. And so they learn that throughout the process. And the littlest ones, the second and third graders, they actually don't get their projects judged. But they get an opportunity to talk to the judges and be interviewed. And that's a skill that I think we're not teaching kids really good, to talk in public and to be comfortable having people ask you questions and stuff. And so I think it's very good practice for them.
It is. Public speaking is... it's one of those things that they don't really, you know, you got a lot of shy kids nowadays, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, they're too busy just being on those electronics and not interacting with people.
Not interacting with a human. That's a bad thing. And so the science fair is, once again, too, it's one of those things that you couldn't do without volunteers, I'm sure.
Right. And all the judges volunteer their time to come up and be the judges. And then, you know, PTA organizes it and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, we just really appreciate the community support we get to put that on.
All right. And lastly, we're going to close with this because it is that time of year again. It's World's Finest Chocolates, right?
Yes. We're selling chocolates right now. We actually just started this week, and so we'll be selling those through the 24th. So if you need chocolates right now, Sally Mars the place to come because... the schools, I think all the schools in our area sell them, but they do a pretty good job about rotating when it's happening. So right now, Sally Morrow's the only place that
has them. Do it at different times. Space it out so everybody gets their fix throughout the whole year.
Yeah, you can have chocolates all year long and support every school in the community.
You just got to know when and where, right?
Right, yes.
All right, did we hit everything?
I think so.
Okay, well, hey, Kobe, thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And keep doing great things up there at Sally Morrow.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.